Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Hugh Douglas Show, Jill. It's the Midday Show. Coming up at 1, the Daily Mock at 1 o'clock, as we are now just 9 days away from the start of the 2024 NFL Draft. Eagles, of course, hold the 22nd pick in the first round. Today's an interesting one. We'll tell you who they pick, and it comes from an insider that's pretty plugged in here. So we'll get to that coming up at 1. And I think there's a prospect out there. I heard him discussed this morning on WIP. Hugh might be out on when he hears something. So we'll get to all that coming up and your phone calls. But right now, let's go out to the guest line and chat with Scott Hartnell, as the Flyers tonight need some things to go their way for a shot at the playoffs, the final night of the regular season. Scott, how you doing today, man?
Scott.
I'm great. What a day here. It's always sunny in Philly, right?
Yeah, it's a wonderful day. But, Scott, I want to talk about something that was going on a few days ago. Like, I know you went on a two-game winning streak, but what happened during that eight-game stretch where it was just bad for the Flyers?
It was more than bad. It was ugly. There's a lot of other adjectives you can use as well. It was just poor.
You all right? You all right over there, Scott? Sound like you all right? You sound like you failed.
No, I just threw my sticks. I was just skating with my son at the rink in Voorhees, so I just threw it in the truck.
Oh, cool. Two bees. No, that's cool.
No, but they were bad. There was no structure. There was no nothing. It was just poor everything. Whatever went wrong could go wrong, and unfortunately, it led to 8 losses and them not controlling their own destiny.
So, Scott, as we go towards tonight and the scenarios here, so Detroit needs to go 1-1, Pittsburgh needs to go 1-1, Washington needs to go 1-1 or 0-2, and obviously the Flyers can win this game tonight against the Capitals. Scott, let's start with tonight, the game against the Capitals, Flyers-Capitals. Tell us about your thoughts on this particular game. Obviously, this is where it starts. If the Flyers are going to make it, they need to take care of their own business. What do you think about this matchup against Washington tonight?
It's going to be great. It's going to be electric, right? It's Flyers have to win in regulation. So if it's a tie ball game in the last couple minutes, you know, Torch is going to have to pull the goalie, which is you hardly ever see that, which will be awesome. It's 3 games in 4 nights for the Capitals. The Flyers have had a couple days of rest, a good practice yesterday, and so they should be rested and ready to go and ready to go like gangbusters right out of the cannon, right? So, and then Pittsburgh and Detroit have 1 game left. They have to lose in regulation or, you know, we're screwed. So yeah, the stars need to align, but, you know, it doesn't happen if you don't take care of business tonight.
Regardless of what happens tonight, how would you view this season when it's all said and done?
The worst part of it, the 8-game losing streak was right at the end of the year, right? So that leaves a little bit of a sour taste in your mouth. But, you know, from all the so-called experts picking us to be second, third, fourth, last in the whole NHL, and, you know, we're fighting down to literally game 82, last day of the season, and we have a chance to get in. So it's with some kind of ups and downs throughout the year, you know, the losing Carter Hart and, you know, Sam Harrison taking control of the net. He had a fabulous year. You know, the young guys took some strides. The defense, I think that was probably the biggest question mark for me. You know, coming into the season, you get a first rounder for Sean Walker. You know, Steelers re-signs and, you know, other guys have stepped up and had some good years. So I look at it all positive. And that's just kind of the way I look at it, yeah.
Scott, how would you assess the job? And tonight, obviously, will go a long way for us to how we feel about the season. But how would you assess the job that John Tortorella did this year? Obviously, you know him very well in a different perspective. But from your role now, watching him with this particular team, how would you assess the job that Tortorella did with this group?
He's done a great job of getting everyone on the same page, you know, not just the players, but the staff and management, and you know, kind of everyone has one goal, right? And that's to play the right way with structure, you know, being honest, you know, good people in that locker room. You know, the one, you know, a couple things for me is the power play. Well, last, I think it's kind of worst ever, actually, if since they started keeping the power play stats. I think in 77, 78 they started. I think it's the worst ever. So that's a huge question mark for me. They don't have that huge playmaker like a Panarin or a Crosby or, you know, McDavid, guys like that. But, you know, you should be able to get a few more goals during the year on that power play. Penalty kill has been amazing, you know, top three in the league. You know, I think he's done a great job of getting kind of the most out of what he has in the lineup. So, you know, there's no question marks for me about him being back next year. And, you know, maybe the Sean Couturier, you know, I don't know if you want to call it saga, but, you know, naming him captain and then, you know, a few weeks later he's, you know, scratched for a couple games in a row and ice is limited and stuff like that. So, you know, he's probably our best centerman, and I think you need him to get out there in all different situations to, you know, get his game going.
Scott, let's play it out. Let's say it all happens. Let's say all the scenarios play out and this, you know, whatever, 7% chance actually comes to fruition and the Flyers make the playoffs. What kind of chance would you give them in the first round to make some noise here? You know, in other sports, it's like, well, you're an eighth seed or you're the final seed. You don't really have a chance. Hockey, we know, Scott, we've seen it many times, where a team comes from the bottom and gets on a run. If they make it in, if they get in tonight, how do you think they would play and how do you think they'd match up in the playoffs?
Well, I think their first-round opponent would be, I think, 100% sure would be the Rangers, right? And they just played literally their best game of the year 2 games ago in Madison Square Garden, right? So the last few years have been awful for the Fly guys in MSG, but they had that huge win that they needed to win, and so it's all about good vibes and how you're feeling and all that kind of stuff. So I think it's it would be a kind of a cool opportunity. They got nothing to lose, right? And that's probably the best thing about a dangerous, desperate hockey club in the playoffs is like, we got absolutely nothing to lose. Let's play our balls off and go get out there and try and create a huge upset.
Well, and you know what that's about, because we've seen the Flyers, you know, back in 2010 do something very similar last day of the season, and then a run took off from there. Scott, we appreciate you hopping on. We'll be watching tonight, and hopefully things break the Flyers' way, get a victory, and who knows, maybe we have something fun to talk about the next few weeks. Thank you, Scott.
I'll be coming back if we're back if we're in the playoffs, 100%.
Appreciate you.
Sounds good. There we go, Scott Hartnell. You'll see him tonight on the broadcast. We appreciate him hopping on. So, tonight, Hugh, they need a win. They need a couple things to break their way. And then this, it's amazing because we all kind of pronounced them fully dead last week, right? Before they went and beat the Rangers, it felt like their chances had fully died. And we could be fair, it's a slim chance that it all happens exactly the way they need tonight. But, Hugh, it's kind of fun that we could turn it on tonight and they have a shot.
Yeah, but I'm looking at some of these clinching scenarios, Joe. It's that. The one thing I used to always hate as a former player, a professional sports, is not being able to control your own destiny.
Right.
Kind of like the Sixers were in the other night. Wasn't in control of the destiny. Had to wait to see what other people do. This is this exact same thing. There's a lot that has to go right in order for you to get where you need to be.
Well, we've seen, I mean, the most famous one, probably in my memory, is the Eagles in 2008, right? Last day of the season, they needed all those things to go right. They needed to beat the Cowboys here. They beat them 44-3. And then they had to have everything else had to go their way in that particular Sunday. And it did. And they made the playoffs and they got on a run. I mean, that always seems to work out that way. That when a team gets all the things that break their way and they get in, it's almost, I don't know what it is. You play with house money or you just like, you have nothing to lose, but we'll see. I mean, the number one thing is they need to win tonight. If they win tonight, they've got a chance. If they don't, obviously it's all over. We'll be rooting for them tonight. 215-592-94.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.